BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We're in for Grimmy this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. On today's show, I send Chris to the BBC showers to spread some festive cheer. On Real or No Real, does Jennifer Lawrence really have someone to do that? We open door 19 on the WhoVent calendar and Alan Sugar's Big TV and Tiny Fork. Weekend, how was it?
Yeah, good, good. I spent some time in Devon. I was DJing for some young farmers.
Oh, I saw the Twitter of that. It looked good.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. That was really good.
Massive also, tent, right?
Yeah, yeah. But also, good time to break out the Christmas music, obviously, because Christmas. Ill-advised move. I thought I'd play... Because there's not that much Christmas music you can really play.
Not really,
in a club scenario. I broke out Spice Girls, Two Become One.
No.
And I thought I was feeling the love when I did it. It all felt right at the time. And then I played it. And about 20 seconds in, I was like, this isn't right at all.
It's too slow. It's way too slow.
Hard to get out of as well. It was like going back to a year six disco, you know, where they always play a slow one.
Yeah. At
it
the end.
It doesn't really happen much.
Even if you pitch that right up so it's really fast, it's still too slow.
No, that doesn't make it better.
No. Mariah Carey's the only one you can really play at the end of the night, and that'd be your last song.
It's a lesson learned.
Was that Farmers in Devon, was it?
It was Farmers in Devon, yeah. Yeah. How was your weekend?
Good, really. I watched the Strictly final on Saturday night. And my former dance partner won.
Oh, will you be honest now?
With Ore Aduba.
Was it hard to watch for you?
No, absolutely not.
Jealous? No.
Everyone's asking me this. He gave her what I could never give her.
Exactly. But that's why... And I think you think with her, you're number one.
No, I was the first one.
No, but doesn't necessarily mean you're the best,
that's
does
right.
it?
That's right. So, well done to Ore and Joanne for the weekend.
You won't hear from her again.
Yes, I will. I spoke to her yesterday.
And does he know that?
Yes. It's not like that. It's just, it's a TV show. Did you see it?
I saw highlights from it.
Oh, I thought the tribute to Len was really sweet as well, because Len's off now. Len's leaving.
Ah, right. Yeah.
After this series.
Sorry, yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, yeah. Did you not know?
No, I actually didn't know that
one. Yeah, he's going. So that was good. And then on Saturday daytime, I spent 8 hours in London City Airport trying to get to the Isle of Man.
I saw your Twitter.
Very, very many angry people trying to get everywhere because, like, there were no flights going in or out. Mm. So fog is on at the weekend.
So you had to cancel your holiday?
To the Isle of Man. Well, yeah. I was playing a DJ gig, actually. Oh. But, yeah, fine. Yeah, pretty much a holiday. Oh, wow. It's that time. We're going baubles deep. A week before Christmas, 6:42 on Radio 1.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go,
take a look in the 5 and 10.
Glistening once again,
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've decided this is my new voice now. It's not getting any better, is it?
It's a tad hoarse.
I'm a bit hoarse. I've gargled with salt water all weekend.
Why do they call it a horse voice?
I don't know. It's not horse as it's H-O-A-R-S-E, not horse as in. I've gargled with salt water. Mm. I've done steaming. It just like nothing's working. Andras from Winchester driving a lorry. How come your voice is still so husky after 3 weeks? I think we're all going to have to get used to the fact this is my actual voice now. It's going to be like.
Did you say you have done the salt water gargle?
Done that. And you're like, oh, yeah, just whisper. Well, that's not good on the radio. And also, that's the worst thing you can do for a bad voice. The worst thing.
It has been a couple of weeks now, this sort of this voice. Well, maybe it is the new one.
Yeah. So if you want to book me for voiceovers, it's 81199. This is Radio 1. Is it really bad?
It's kind of noticeable.
Right, okay.
We're just looking up things that you can do to make it better, though. Slice 3 large onions. I'm not sure where you're meant to put the onions, though. Doesn't say. Surely slicing onions as a way of getting your voice back doesn't seem quite right.
Right.
We'll research it. There's bound to be one of those kind of old school home remedies that we can do to make you better.
Honestly, I'll try anything at this stage.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this week is the week where I buy a Christmas gift for your mum and you buy one for mine.
Yeah. but they think it's from us respectively.
Yeah.
And
we should do this this week, right?
It's always so, so awkward, yeah, this. Yeah. But one of my favourite things as well, because do you know what? It's round about this time I start thinking to myself, I should think about buying some Christmas presents for friends and family. But I'm more bothered about what I buy your mum from you for Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
And the embarrassment it's going to cause you. And this year I want to go really in.
I've already got one for your mum, which is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, apparently you planned it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I sent an email going, this will be great, to the team. And honestly, they were like, this is the best one you've done yet.
Oh, I dread it. So then,
do you remember I sent your mum that that doormat that time saying, I like it dirty?
Yeah. But the problem is, she thinks the present's from me. We get her to open it on air. And yeah, it's like, go on, mum, open the present. Yeah. She thinks it's from me, mm-hmm, and she's got a doormat there saying, I like it dirty. It's yeah, never ideal.
No, it's right there under the tree. So I reckon we should do that later on this week, because it's kind of like a tradition.
And where did you find the one that you want to give my mum?
I saw it when I was actually browsing for Christmas presents for general people. By the way, I'm bringing...
For general people? Who do you find as general people in
my
your life?
My friends and family and that. By the way, tomorrow, guys, I'm bringing in presents for all of you.
Why? So
just,
why?
Well, because it's, like, nearly Christmas.
Christmas presents?
Yes.
Or just casual presents?
No, Christmas presents tomorrow.
Well, give them to us nearer Christmas.
Well, no, because a lot of the team are going away for Christmas, so...
Also, in a nod to Christmas coming, what about the festive jumper I'm sporting today, Scott?
Yeah, real nice.
Does it make you feel more festive?
No. It's not full-on Christmas jumper, though. I had a Woka-Wola T-shirt on yesterday with Holidays Are Coming.
Nice.
That's quite good, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of Christmas.
I really want to get one that says, I watched Home Alone the other day, you know, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Ho.
Brilliant.
They're off of, like, 3 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah. Jess Glynn had a big weekend. See if you think these are a good Christmas gift.
I've just taken my plaits out, and these are the three lovely pink hairbands. Just wondering if anybody wants them. Yeah. So let me know, drop me a message or anything. But they're up for grabs, so...
There we are. That's from Jess Glynn's Instagram stories from the weekend.
Big weekend.
Is that a good Christmas gift? I'm not sure. The Scott Mills Daily. Didn't see this coming. Camila Cabello has left Fifth Harmony.
They've issued this massive statement as well.
Yeah. My favourite bit is... Her representatives have told us that she doesn't want to be in the band anymore. She's not spoken to them for a long time. Mm. Have you seen the videos of them performing recently? I think it was in Spain. She sat so far away from the others, doesn't care.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Hello, Georgina.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. And Merry Christmas to you.
Many more. Fingers crossed, eh?
You all right?
Yeah, not bad. Good to speak to you again. I was on recently.
Oh, when were you on?
For a Who!
Oh, the Who game that we do in the afternoon where we just Who things and people.
Just Who, yeah. No echo in the morning, I see. Just save that for the afternoon.
No, you can... I've got it here, actually. Do your one... What was your one when you were on before?
They don't allow it on here.
My one was Charlie Dimmock, Free Boobin' in the Garden. Free Boobin' in the Garden!
Yes! I remember you well.
Yeah, I actually missed this. I was off the day you did this, but I got very excited texts from the team here saying it was one of the best Who's ever. And it was. It was very good.
So if you don't know what a Who is, basically it's something a bit old or a bit retro, something that's not really on anymore. And if you see one or hear one, you give it a massive Ho!
It sounds a bit lame when you say it like that, but then you find that you're out and about on nights out and you're just Whoing things.
Yeah.
Certain drinks and stuff like that that you'll see.
I Whoed my own doorbell yesterday. Just, it's got a really old school noise.
Oh, you've worked out how to change it, because do you remember the person that fitted your doorbell as a bit of a laugh put on the, what was it, like the Titanic theme or something?
Well, it started off with Titanic and then some horrendous noise, which I don't know how to change, but I managed to change it.
Oh, well done.
It just went ding dong and I went ho at it. All right, are you ready to play Real or No Real?
I'm very ready, yes.
Okay, let's do it. Some of these facts are real, some of them are not. Work out which is which.
A popular fried chicken chain have released a fried chicken scented candle. Just in time for Christmas.
Now, I like a candle, but I don't want it smelling of fried chicken.
No?
No, I don't.
Well, I guess it would make your house smell like fried chicken, wouldn't it?
I can't think of anything worse. It's like when I used to live above that chip shop.
No, you didn't.
I did, in Manchester.
I read your book recently as well, because I had to research you for when I was a contestant on Mastermind.
I did do a book for some reason. I didn't mention the chip shop in that.
And you were my specialist subject. I can't remember reading that you lived above a chip shop.
No, I just left it out. I don't know why. Do you fancy the smell of fried chicken in your living room, Georgina?
No, that's the kind of smell I'd open a window to get rid of.
Exactly that.
Why, though? Because you like the smell of it when you're hungry. You know, if you pass by, you do really like the smell of it. So actually, why wouldn't it work as a candle?
Because you just want chicken all the time. I wouldn't be able to get out of my house if I had that.
Will you try living above a chip shop in Prestwich in Manchester with the smell of chip fat every day and you can't get rid of it? Horrendous.
Yeah, not great.
So can this be true? The restaurant, I think we can all probably imagine which one it is, have released a scented fried chicken candle. You want it to smell of like roses and lavender and nice things. Maybe a bit of patchouli.
Who? I reckon that's real.
Oh, you wouldn't want it though, Chris.
A meat candle. I'm just wondering if there was any other sort of alternative candles that might be good. You know what I mean? Other smells which you wouldn't expect to be good in a candle and is actually all right. I find this a lot with popcorn at the moment. People are trying to make popcorn really trendy by giving it weird flavours. So it's not just salted or sweet anymore. You get sort of like roast dinner flavoured popcorn.
Yeah, weird. Or don't mess with it.
Like, in all sorts.
Balsamic vinegar and caramel or something awful.
Yeah, weird combination. Well,
caramel's all right. That's not too weird, is it? It's when you've got beef-flavoured popcorn that things, for me, feel a tad uncomfortable.
Yeah, with your chicken candle and your beef popcorn, just wondering where it all went wrong, to be honest.
Well, you won't find me burning any meat candles. Real or no real?
Real.
Do you burn the meat candle at both ends?
No, I don't.
You have been over the Christmas period a little bit, though,
a little
Scott.
Bit, maybe, yes.
It's so hard to avoid it, though, even if you try.
This
even
guy
if...
can't say no, that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Real or no real to the meat candle?
Well, no, it was the chicken candle, wasn't it? The fried chicken, real, I suppose that's meat.
Which is meat. Or poultry, if you like.
I think, I think this is real.
That one is real.
Absolutely true. It is the fried chicken restaurant that rhymes with WFC, and they've released a scented candle that, when lit, gives off the wonderful smell of fried chicken whenever you want it. It's not the first time a scented candle's been released. Last year, the bakery that rhymes with Wegg's released a bacon sandwich scented candle. Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. No to that.
Georgina, I'm having a lush time with you. Are you?
Yeah. Talking about meat candles has perked my morning up somewhat.
Damn right it has. The Scott Mills Daily. Georgina's with us playing Real or No Real. Hiya.
Hello.
Would you like your next fact, please?
Yes.
Here it is.
Hollywood superstar Jennifer Lawrence employs someone to ensure that her legs always match the colour of her face.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm confused. Now, why wouldn't they match? Like, am I missing something here?
Why is her face a different shade to her legs?
But my legs are the same colour as my face.
They're not.
They are, though.
They're not. They're whiter.
Although, that said, I've never really thought about this. So if I put my head between my legs, you'd be able to see if there's a noticeable difference.
Yeah, do it now.
I reckon... it's the tanning thing, isn't it? I think this is what it's going at. Because I reckon if you put your head between your legs... In fact, can we do this for a picture? Your face will look a completely different colour to your legs. Because you don't tan your legs, do you?
Well, sometimes.
Do you?
But they are a different colour. Yours, I'm telling you now, I've seen you in shorts, are so much whiter than your face.
Really?
Yeah. Like a few shades lighter.
So to sort of balance her up a little bit, there's someone's job. This is what this is suggesting, if it's real.
And also, she may have tanned, she may have makeup applied, cost famous, they always wear makeup.
Yeah, but you never apply makeup to the legs, do you?
A lot of people do tanning to the legs, of course.
Georgina, is this something you do?
I've had it done to me, actually. But I just want to know if the person whose job it is to check the colour, do they have, like, a paint roller in her back pocket and she has to sort of get, like, a Durex shade thing up? And, all right, your face is this one, your legs are this one, so we're going to go for this one. And
no,
then
hun, you're confusing Durex with Dulux. Yeah. One is a condom, one is a paint.
Do you know what? We've all made that mistake.
Don't get those two confused, hon. It's going very well.
Yeah, you've just made a little mix-up there.
Yeah.
Not again.
Yeah. So Jennifer Lawrence employs someone to make sure that her legs always match the face.
Yeah, but Georgina, I know what you're saying. The tools for this person's job, maybe they've got one of these like colour charts, you know, so you can match up the exact shade.
And then what do? Sort of rub some fake tan on and check it again in 5 minutes?
I reckon she would have someone to do this, because when we did the playground insults with her, there were a lot of people hanging about.
All right, but how would you describe the colour of her face? You know, the paints have different names.
Sort of, I don't know, like a weak tea?
Weak
very
tea.
Very weak tea.
That's a good one.
Milky
I'm
tea.
I'm sure she loves that. Milky tea. Milky tea and then a strong coffee on the legs.
Mm-hmm. Is this real?
I reckon it's real, and it'll be one of those like tangents where you're like, it's real. She has a makeup artist who once had to readjust the colour of her legs, because I know what you guys do. You
what do you mean sometimes when we say real, they're not real, and vice versa?
Not that it's not real, it's like
an not extension of the
actual
truth.
Actual job, yeah, a little yeah. bit loose with the truth there.
Yes. Real or no real?
Real.
Chris.
No real.
That one is real.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well.
Also true. Well, sort of. This is what we always do, isn't it, Georgina?
I mean, you're loose with the truth. That's all I'm saying.
So before we played Playground Insults with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, Grimmy was interviewing them both. J-Law beckoned someone over and asked them to make sure her legs match her face. I can't confirm that that's someone's job, but it's real or no real, as you said, Georgina. We're very loose with the truth.
Are you sure that's not code for something, though? So maybe they... what? So she gets the assistant over, like, can I just double check? Do the legs match the face? And basically it's code, like, have you checked these guys out? Are they
right.
safe? Sort
like,
of thing.
Right, like,
you
know, like special code word.
Or, like, is, has this all been approved?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Has someone checked that what we're about to do is all good?
Yeah. Have you checked this guy's not a complete idiot?
But rather than wanting to insult us, what her secret code is assistant, come
so,
here.
So does the legs match the face? Oh, there goes the buzzer. We're out of time on Real or No Real today. Wow. Oh,
a buzzer to cut us off now.
I don't know why there's a buzzer. It's probably because we're talking a lot.
That's a new addition here.
Yeah. You know, when the buzzer goes off, you just got to stop.
Shut up.
So at the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I've got 10. Georgina, you've got 20.
Yay.
Which means you're a winner in life.
Thank you.
Good to speak to you, Georgina. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have talked about this before in the afternoon, but it's true. You know, the Queen has secret sassy codes as well with her handbag.
Yeah.
Right, so she'll put it on different sides of the table. And actually, on the table, she'll put it on the table if she wants to stop talking to someone and someone will lead her off. Like
it, well, it's a clever way of doing it, because then you're not rude.
Well, she's like, I think it's in like left hand, it's like, I'm fine. Right hand is like, I'm nearly done with this. And then when the bag's on the table, it's like, okay, get me out of here immediately.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Questions you might be asking yourself this morning. Why has Camilla quit Fifth Harmony? Because she doesn't like them. That's not true. I don't know that.
She didn't put that in a statement anyway.
No, they've heard from her representatives, which suggests that they have not spoken to her at all. She's like, she's done that classic thing, which I would do to you if I ever had to leave you.
If we fell out, I wouldn't hear from you. It would be your representatives, wouldn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a fallout. It'd be like, I'm leaving and you've heard from my representatives that... No. I'm just saying that I wouldn't do it in person because cowardly.
There's not plans in motion.
No. I'm just saying that I wouldn't do it myself. I can understand what she's done.
Of course
I hate
you wouldn't.
Any kind of confrontation.
Scott, I occasionally hear from your representatives just over personal arrangements that we have.
Not true.
True.
Not true. Anyway, they've heard from her representatives that she won't be coming back to the band. Also, you might be asking yourself, why does Snapchat keep crashing my phone? Just update your phone.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's that time of year where a mince pie for breakfast is entirely acceptable. So is chocolate. And I'm saying tomorrow we all start on the early morning cheese.
Keen? Oh, really?
Yeah, keen.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, 7:44, Sinead, what have you got?
Well, you guys have been talking about Camilla Cabello leaving Fifth Harmony. Perhaps the least surprising entertainment news?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the girls put out a statement early this morning, and it kind of shows there's not really much love lost. It says, after 4.5 years of being together, we've been informed via her representatives that Camilla has decided to leave Fifth Harmony. We wish her well. So she's not even spoken to them face-to-face.
No, I would do the same.
They say they will go on as a four-piece. But, I mean, the reason I'm saying it's not very surprising is, like, if you remember back to, like, all the rumours there were about them not really getting on with Camilla, and also that really awkward interview. It was, like, on a Facebook Live when one of the girls, Normani, was asked to name her favourite qualities of all the other girls, and she took ages to answer about Camilla, and then her response was, oh, she's quirky.
Mm-hmm, quirky.
And then she got a lot of backlash on Twitter for being shady. But, yeah, and you can tell, like, lots of people analysing sort of, you know, them on a red carpet and their body language and
also,
all the rest of it.
Also, every time I mention that they don't get on, I get so many tweets from Fifth Harmony fans going, shut up, you don't know the girls. Like, like they look at the videos.
Yeah.
There's evidence right there. Yep. They do not get on. I don't care what you say. Yep. They don't get on.
Yep.
Look at the... Please look at the Camilla meet and greet photos.
Yeah.
She's a million miles away from everyone else.
Yeah, but the backlash that you get from the fandom...
Well, okay. Look at the evidence.
Bring it on.
Saying.
That's why he's saying, bring it on.
Bring it on.
And now she's left without talking to them.
Yeah.
Do the maths.
Yeah, exactly. And next, we're sending our love to Little Mix Leanne, who, I don't know if you saw this story, that she was slapped around the face while she was out at a restaurant with her friends. So by all accounts, her and one of her mates got into a disagreement with this guy, and it all kind of escalated, and this guy then, seemingly slapped her around the face. She's been on Snapchat since, and she has got quite a big mark on her cheek, and in it she says her face hurts. So it started the hashtag We Love You Lee. So get well soon. Now, two of the most popular TV shows came to a head this weekend. First up, Strictly Come Dancing. So you'll know by now that RA and his dance partner Joanne Clifton were crowned winners 2016. So we managed to grab a chat with them both afterwards. It's quite loud. It was on the dance floor and lots of people milling about. But first up, we asked him what they were going to be up to next.
I cannot wait for Christmas. I've neglected my family. Same for Joe. We've been so hard working.
No, I'm on rehearsals on Monday.
Right, okay, so she's off to do a musical. She'll have a bit of Christmas and we're just going to have a little break. I'm going off with my wife for a fortnight and then the new year.
So both looking forward to Christmas. But he said that he's not going to give up his day job as a sports reporter. Now he's like an amazing dancer.
It's just been the best thing to acquire the ability to dance. And like I said, it's just going to be a thread through my life, the rest of my life. I can't think of a time when I will not be dancing now. It's just, it's in me now.
Oh, I'm so pleased for them, you know.
I love that. You can't think of a time when he won't be dancing. So literally everywhere, RA will be dancing. In the post office.
I saw Daisy Lowe at the weekend as well on the TV, and she was like, well, I just dance every day now. Now, that's not going to continue forever. Like, you think that right now.
I dance every day.
Well, you don't.
In my own way. I mean, he is a really, really good dancer, it's clear to see.
And also, I think great because he literally had no dance experience before. And I'm pleased for Joanne because he gave her what I could never
give her. Yeah, well, she's finally found her winner.
She has. She's found the perfect partner, and I'm fine with it.
Oh. Do you still dance, Scott?
No.
No.
Never really did, so... she'll always remember the crab. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he couldn't do the crab like you did.
No one could.
No, he can't. That's right.
Well, the show itself saw amazing ratings, 13.1 million, which is an all-time high for Strictly, and also said goodbye to Len Goodman. Although Craig River-Horwood predicts he won't be able to stay away because he'll get FOMO.
Here's the thing, right? Strictly is now X Factor like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes.
It's an absolute ratings monster.
Yep.
Like double the audience of X Factor.
Yep, indeed. Now, the other show that finished this weekend, The Apprentice. So that was on last night. Quick warning if anyone's recorded it and they don't want to know who the winner is. We're about to say it.
Okay. Wait. And go.
Okay. So cake company owner Alana Spencer won £250,000 worth of investment from some Alan Sugar. Now, she's a real go-getter in life. She started her first business when she was still at school, and she would basically just go from classroom to classroom selling chocolate.
Didn't it used to be more than 250 grand?
I did that as well.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm sure everyone's done this at some point, right?
I didn't.
Well, you make some cakes for school, or make them at school and just hand them around.
Right. And then sell them for a profit.
Actually, no, I didn't sell them for a profit. That's where I went wrong.
Yeah, I think that's what she was doing.
That's
just
why you're not the apprentice.
And then she said that basically turned into, when she was a bit older, into like a cake business. But she actually applied to be on the Junior Apprentice 7 years ago and never made it. So I was a bit upset about that, but glad to have won now. I think it's better not to be on the Junior Apprentice. Those kids are really annoying.
Also, how many business partners does...
It's a bit savage.
Oh, they are, come on.
How many business partners...
Have you seen that show?
No. How many business partners did Alan Sugar have now?
He is a lot,
Is he still in touch with all them?
Season 13, this was.
13 business partners?
Yeah.
Also, didn't the money used to be more than 250 grand, or am I making that up?
No, I didn't. I thought it used to be less. I thought
really?
It was like 100 or 150.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, it's going up.
Thank you, Sinead.
You're welcome. The Scott Mills
Daily. Morning, it's Scott in for Grimmy. Can I just say, despite playing these songs, Radio 1 is not festive at all. There's nothing here. Not even a whiff of tinsel.
No, the only thing really here in this massive BBC building is a... To be fair, they put a Christmas tree up in the BBC newsroom. That's a good start. But that's only just happened.
I know. Did they make a thing of it on the news as well?
I saw like a time-lapse video on social. But it doesn't feel that festive... around here, doesn't it? The lifts are a miserable place.
Yeah. Even around here, it's like, is it Christmas?
Hello?
I can't see. Hello? I can't see one thing that reminds... Look, just looking out now to this massive building, nothing Christmassy. So, there's only one way to solve this. I'm going to send you to the showers in the basement after 8 this morning. And you're going to spread some festive cheer in a building that at the moment is somewhat lacking it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Radio 1 is not Christmassy enough at all. Not festive. So I've sent Chris to the BBC showers to spread some festive cheer. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Scott.
Why are you whispering, please?
Well, because I'm in the shower cubicles here.
Oh, yeah, of course. So you're in the basement here at the BBC in the lovely showers they've got down there.
Yeah, it's like the least festive place, I would say, at Radio 1 is these showers. They're sort of... Yeah, it's not nice down here at all.
It's got the smell of a gym slash swimming pool about it down there, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what there is today that I've noticed. A lot of Lycra and a lot of helmets.
That's because a lot of people here at the BBC are very healthy and they cycle into work.
Yeah, yeah. I think increasingly that's becoming the case. So mm-hmm. It's a sort of... It smells of that... it just feels, yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Right. And are there some gentlemen around you at the moment?
There are. I'm obviously in the gent section here.
Yes, I would hope so.
Obviously, I'm going to try to keep my voice down slightly. There's showers on to the left of me.
Right.
And in front of me, but not to the right. That's an empty cubicle at the moment.
So you're inside the cubicle?
Yes.
And it's not very festive down there, you say?
It's not at all festive.
Thing is, right, it's the Monday before Christmas. You have to be festive at this point. Christmas is... I can sniff it. It's very close.
Yes, I can sniff it too.
Yes.
I think.
Right, well, we need to get them festive down there. How many people do you reckon's in there? Few or...?
It's not at full capacity by any stretch, but I'd say...
No.
Two, possibly three. But that's based on the assumption that there's only one per cubicle.
Okay, so we need something well Christmassy, don't we?
Yeah.
Monday before Christmas, so what I suggest is, one of my personal faves, Little Donkey.
Oh.
You don't hear it very often. I wish we played it more on here.
Why don't we play that one so much?
I don't know. Well, it's all blooming Wizard and Leona Lewis and Slade and Wham. It's like, where's Little Donkey? Notes to the music team there.
I think I remember the chorus.
Yeah?
Yes, I remember the chorus.
Okay. Right, well, I think it's about time we spread some Christmas cheer in those showers. So people don't get suspicious, I'd like you to turn your shower on as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to try and move this microphone then. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Lean it on the side. Okay, hang on.
Can I just check, have you got clothes on?
There's always there's always a couple of seconds of cold, isn't there?
Are you naked?
I'm not naked. No. I've got my boxers on.
Oh, good. Okay. You have been naked on Radio 1 before, though. It's quite liberating, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually don't know why I've kept my boxers on. I've got wet boxers.
No, I don't. Right. Do you always shower in your boxers?
I don't know why I've done this.
No, I don't know. It was idiotic move on your part.
I'm too far gone.
You are. Well, you might as well just wear them now.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go commando.
That was entirely pointless.
Totally pointless exercise. Oh, yeah, right. So, Little Donkey, is it warmed up now?
Yeah, it's fine now. Yeah.
Okay, all right, off you go. In your own time. Get some cheer spread.
Are you starting me off, or do you want me to just go?
I'll start you off. Little Donkey.
On a dusty road. Little donkey, come long donkey, with your massive load.
Those are the wrong words.
Ring out those, it's very high, bells tonight. Donkey Kong, donkey donk.
Not the same as Bethlehem.
Ring, sing along everybody, out those bells tonight, donkey's
Bethlehem.
Here, Bethlehem, little donkey, sing along, little donkey,
On a dusty, dirty road.
Right.
Someone's leaving. Continue.
Yeah, the next line is, got to keep on plodding onwards with your precious load.
Will you keep on plodding onwards with your massive load?
Precious. Do it again.
With precious load.
Okay, I can't deal with this anymore. I can't deal.
Continue or not?
No. Just come back. Did anyone sing?
No, I don't think
no.
so.
No, okay.
I've got wet pants now.
Trousers on and then come back upstairs. And a top, if you would. Just get out of there when you can.
Well, I'm going to have to take my pants off now.
No, I don't want to hear that. You do it in your own time. All right, see you in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC.
Radio 1. Right, and we say morning to Niall Wilson. Morning, Niall.
Morning, how are you?
I'm all right. Are you in bed?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I thought so.
Was it a good night last night?
Yeah, fantastic.
It's so, like, sports personality of the year last night. You're our man to tell us absolutely everything. How did it go?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, completely great. Brilliant. You get there sort of 5 o'clock and there's like a pre-reception red carpet. And then, obviously, the show's filmed. And then there's an after party till 2 a.m, so...
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it was awesome.
Were you... did you go straight through to 2 a.m?
Yes, always. Always.
Always. Here's the thing, right? I always think this about, like, people that are so dedicated, like, sports people. Like, is it like you have two drinks and you're just gone because you never drink?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, yeah. I mean, obviously, we sacrificed that side of things for a long, long time. But with saying that, I think everyone has this perception of professional athletes, you know, never letting hair down and being at a party, which is completely not true. You know, we.
I can hear that. You've got the same voice as me. I just watched Strictly all weekend.
Yeah, Niall Wilson, I saw on your Snapchat, the very last thing on your Snapchat is a picture of you and Jamie Vardy. Was it a Vardy party?
Oh, yeah. Vardy was having a party.
Was it? who else was really letting their hair down, so to speak, last night?
Well, I mean, everyone. I remember seeing Claire Baldwin boogieing pretty hard at the end of the night, which was funny.
Baldwin loves a boogie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like I say, it's a chance for us to all just be normal people for once, you know, I think.
I know, but that's why it's so good to get an insight into it, because...
Yeah.
There's so many famous people at the Sports Personality of the Year Awards that I really like to imagine what the after party is like.
Yeah, it's like I say, but it's just, I think whilst you're in there and you just kind of, you just crack on and you have a good time. It is strange at first, especially for someone like me who's 20 years old, just done my first Olympics. I do get like, oh my God, look who's that, look who's over there.
Do you get like that? Nice.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, it was like that at the Olympics. You know, I'll get enough for breakfast and Andy Murray's in the lift. I'm like, morning.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I mean, once you're kind of there a week, you understand, like, they're just your teammates and they're just all very, very normal people and on the kind of the same road and the same journey as yourself.
Yeah, but is there not much showing off at the after party, aren't they? You're like, the gymnasts and everything, do they really go for it? And the sort of dancing, it's like kind of flipping each other.
The dance circle that goes down, and I tend to get involved sometimes.
I would just love to be a fly on the wall there. That must be so good. So what, you know, like, you've had this party now, and obviously Christmas is less than a week away. Like, can you just let loose now? Can you have like Baileys and mince pies, or have you got to get straight back on it?
I mean, for me, I got straight back on it after the Olympics, and I've had quite a long run working hard, so I can kind of let my hair down and definitely have a few mince pies, a few champagnes, but then, you know, come January, it's like back to action, you know, back on the grind. But it is really nice, and as you say, we said people think that no, we're never allowed to do that, and we're never allowed to eat a McDonald's or whatever, or some mince pies, but we're certainly all just all normal people, definitely.
Oh, wow, Christmas must be great for you.
Yeah, I absolutely love
Finally,
it.
Finally, I can not eat chicken.
Yeah.
I can eat turkey.
Yeah. I can have turkey instead. Happy days.
The back to the awards last night. Massive, right? What was your highlight? Because I saw your seats right at the front. You got the best view.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely the seat. Like, I was practically on the stage, which is absolutely incredible. Being that close up and, you know, being been able to see. I enjoyed seeing Robbie. I didn't know he was performing. Big
Robbie Williams.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
So I was kind of hoping he was at the after party. I looked around, but he wasn't there. So,
right, two more things. Have they asked you to do I'm a Celebrity yet?
No, not yet.
Right, that'll be next year. And was Judy Murray dancing? Please say no.
Always.
Oh, she can't do it. Right, okay, good to speak to you. Thank you very much,
yeah,
Niall.
You too, guys.
Back to bed, is it?
Merry Christmas.
Back to bed.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
No one called Lee that was ever dangerous.
I thought you knew a dangerous Lee.
No, that was a dangerous.
Dangerous.
Different one.
Yeah. What is the most dangerous name, would you say?
David. Dangerous
no,
Dave.
No. What's the one name that you say that you can never trust? Never trust a boy with a name.
Darren. Never.
From experience?
Yeah. That was Dangerous Lee by Charlie Puth on BBC Radio 1. Me and Chris are mostly obsessed with Alan Sugar's new TV this morning. He was watching The Apprentice on it last night. It's really big.
So a while ago, he tweeted a picture of his new TV and it's just him stood next to the TV pointing at it.
In shorts.
I think people remember it got thousands of retweets.
Yeah.
Anyway, last night, with the result of The Apprentice...
Oh, it came into his own, that TV, last night.
It's so good. He's pointing at the winner of The Apprentice on his massive TV.
The winner of The Apprentice is literally five times as big as him, stood next to it because of his massive television. Love him. It reminds me of... do you remember his little fork diet that I told you about before?
Vaguely. What was that one?
Well, he's either really big or really small, Alan Sugar. So he... The reason he stays so slim... It's because he eats with little forks.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a little clip here, just to remind you if you've not heard this before.
I ate him with this little fork, and what it occurred to me that it took me ages to get halfway through the plate of food, by which time the brain was telling me you're actually full up. So it's a little fork diet.
Just use a little fork. So good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ben in London knew a dangerous Lee once, like Charlie Puth. Never again. They don't speak anymore. Any chance of Feliz Navidad, says someone in Leeds. I think it's a bit early, don't you?
I mean, defo
early in the week,
defo
I mean.
On Friday, Feliz Navidad Friday, just all kind of fits.
Emma in Nottingham says, I turned on my radio just after Chris was singing Little Donkey in the BBC showers this morning. If you just put us on, that did happen earlier. Genuinely thought that was his choice for bangers. How's he going to top Little Donkey?
Oh, that would have been so good.
And also Matt's on saying, you know all the best services on the motorways. I'm doing a long drive from Crewe to Dartmoor today, M6 and M5. Any good services? Yeah, we got Strensham, that's okay. Gloucester, don't worry about it, average. But I'd head to Gordano near Bristol if I was you. Best one by far on that stretch.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for bangers. Every day, normally in the afternoon, I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and then you decide what's on next. And we're doing it this morning and every morning this week when we're in for Grimmie on Breakfast. Good morning, Jamie and Grantham.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning,
what's
Jamie.
Occurring with you right now?
Not a lot, mate. Just on my way to Southport in Liverpool.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm an installer of log cabins and child playhouses and garden buildings.
You install log cabins, you say?
I do.
Right.
Oh, I've got visions here. So are you chopping down the wood yourself?
No, we don't chop it down. It arrives in packs to a customer house or wherever it's being put up. We go, separate the parts and build it up.
What am I imagining then? Because I was thinking perhaps you in a loincloth sort of just chopping wood down.
I wasn't
building,
thinking that at
building
all.
Building the log cabins like that.
Lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
That's a lumberjack,
babe. Yeah, sorry.
Right. So you just install them. What kind of person has a log cabin, please?
The posh short usually.
Right, I thought so. Who's got room for a log cabin? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, big houses, big gardens.
Do you know what I'd like? A sauna. Like everyone, when I went to Scandinavia, everyone's got a sauna. It's just like standard.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Imagine that in your
back
garden.
So you want
garden.
A sauna in your log cabin?
No, I want a sauna full stop generally, like do what they do in Finland.
I don't understand. I honestly don't understand why anyone would go in a sauna.
Because it's minus 50 outside in Scandinavia in the winter and hot in a sauna.
But I, not that long ago, I gave it a go and it's so stressful.
No,
you go in there for like 10 seconds, it's too hot and you have to leave.
No, but like in Sweden and Finland and Norway, right, it's a sociable thing to do. Like, like, if we were Scandinavian, we would finish the show today and we would go have a sauna together.
Would we?
Yeah, we would, definitely.
So there's a radio station there where that happens?
Not a radio station, I'm just saying that's what you do. Like, we go to the pub, they go to the sauna.
Wow.
Anyway, Jamie, here's what I've got for you today. It's a banger. You like it?
I do.
You love it.
Icona Pop and Charlie XCX. Tune.
Yeah, that's Scott's choice there, Jamie. I thought I'd offer up something different if you're not that kind of girl, but this is my choice.
Now this brings back some memories.
Yeah, man. It's 30 Seconds to Mars.
Featuring Jay Leno.
Featuring Jay Leno.
One of the first albums I bought.
Oh, yeah. Is it? We've all got happy memories to this song.
Yeah, we do.
Chris always gets confused between Jared Leto, lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars, and American big-chinned talk show host Jay Leno.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know it's not to look at. They're very different people, but I just mean name-wise, I've occasionally got it wrong.
Well, I think I know what you're going to go for already, really.
I don't.
I might get my coat.
Well, no. He was enthusiastic about both of them.
I am, but I have to say the one that I've got the most memories with, and...
Don't be a cliche, come on.
No, I'm not. It is Chris. Right. Yeah, it's Chris.
Oh, go on, Jamie.
Apparently I'm wrong about Gloucester Services. Oh, they must have changed it since I've been. Proper award-winning building and a farm shop and in-house butchers. Well, it's changed, Dan. It's changed since I've been there. It was rubbish before. It just did, like, a petrol station. That was it.
Mate, that sounds awesome. Before, you were making out it was overhyped.
Well, it was. They've obviously changed it. Gordano's still the best. That was Kings and Queens by 30 Seconds to Mars on BBC Radio 1.
Yep, and that's 1-0 to me on bangers this week. Strong start.
Yeah, we'll do it every day this week.
Scott Mills Daily.
You see Rob Kardashian's social media over the weekend? It's a little bit concerning, really.
Well, it's a breakup, isn't it?
Yeah, but like he's putting it all on his social media. Like here's the room that Blac Chyna's just moved all the stuff out of.
I'm not fully across it.
Yeah, Sinead's got more on it at 9:40, but he's like literally documenting his girlfriend leaving him on social media. Kind of weird.
Yes, I love this bit.
Okay, so it's time for the Who Vent calendar. Basically, you just take something from the past, a bit retro, and just go, oh, it's not rocket science. Today, it's day 19. Normally, behind a advent calendar, you have chocolates. We've got massive Whos. Really enjoying this, you know, in the afternoon when we normally do it.
It'll be so sad when it comes to an end.
And I'm hoping we get a massive one on Christmas Eve, like you normally get the bigger chocolate, you know, on Christmas Eve, it's the last one.
Oh, who can it be?
Okay, Santa, let's do it.
The Who Vent calendar with Scott Mills. Scott. Oh, Scott, Scott, Scott. Let's go behind door number 9.
It's Chico time. Well, you can get to live again. You take life too serious.
Lol.
It's Chico time. And you can get to live again.
Life,
Chico time.
Reaching the quarterfinals of the X Factor back in 2005, Chico. What's going on, Sinead?
Right, well, first up, do you want to hear a little snippet of some new Katy Perry music?
Yes.
And when I say little, I mean very small amount. Okay. But here we go. That's it.
Right.
What do
banging.
Yep.
Sounds really good.
Number one.
Props, though. It's probably
like,
awesome.
That could be literally anything. I've like, right. Do you want to hear the new Katy Perry track?
No, not the same. Not the same. Although if that was the blast of it, I'd get so excited.
Do you want to hear it, though? Here's the second track off the album.
Well, she debuted this tiny amount on Snapchat. She also coloured one tooth in with a black pen and wrote on screen, "I drew on my tooth with a Sharpie and now it won't come off." So maybe she's gonna
maybe that's a lie.
A lie.
Yeah, maybe she's just got one black tooth now. She has been away a while.
She has, yeah.
Oh,
well,
she's going to look like Leslie Joseph when she was on Strictly in Halloween. Blacked out teeth.
So anyway, that's your Katy Perry update. Now, the Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna saga continues.
Yeah, what's happening?
Well, so he's insisting it's definitely not a publicity stunt, which a few people over the weekend were talking about. He took to Instagram last night to post a picture of their daughter, Dream, who's 1 month old, with the caption, "I really miss this girl. Never felt so in love with someone the way I do with you, Dream. Look, she has her thumbs up. Never thought a woman would try to take my happiness when all I wanted was to make her happy." Chyna then replies in the comments section, "Rob, stop it, man. I sent you this pic." So it's all been played out, like, so publicly. And if you didn't sort of know what was going on over the weekend, Rob announced on Saturday that they'd split up in this Snapchat video, and it sees him doing a tour of the house, which is now kind of empty.
So weird.
Here he is.
"So I get home and Chyna took the baby, took the whole nursery we built, and Chyna took everything that we built for the nursery for the baby Dream, and she left, and she just left me alone and took the baby."
Do you know what's mad? It's a big old house, that, right?
Yeah.
So still got the cracking Christmas trees up
there.
But just imagine how quickly all that stuff must have gone out.
Yeah.
And how panicked it must have been.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Still left the Christmas trees, though, which I would have taken.
Yeah. Well, and it was all after Chyna's Instagram was hacked, and then all these messages between her and her friends about Rob were posted, and they were less than complimentary about him, you know, implying that she wanted to make money from the Kardashian name.
Oh, it's all such a mess.
Yeah, all things. Well, also just being, like, played out so publicly, it's just uncomfortable and just... But she's hit back saying Rob is unwell and he needs help, and she's done nothing but help and love him from the beginning. So I don't think this is going to be the last we hear of this.
No, and we're all falling for it because we're talking about it now.
Yes, yes. Well, big news over the weekend. Now, finally, there are a group of very angry Israeli high school students, and any fans of Justin Bieber might be able to sympathise with them. So they have their national biology exam the day after he plays in Tel Aviv for the first time in 5 years. So they're really annoyed about this, and they have to do this exam. It's compulsory for them to be able to graduate. So they've taken to social media to address the Ministry of Education in Israel to ask them to move the exam to another date.
Oh, I love this. Can you this move the exam, please? Because Justin Bieber's playing in Tel Aviv for the first time in 5 years. To be fair, I'd ask.
Well, you may as well, right? Yeah. So one student wrote, "With due respect to biology, Justin Bieber does not come to Israel every year. This exam will prevent many high school kids from going to his performance. But at the moment, no decision's been made either way. So yeah. I really hope they move it."
That's the power of pop, see? Yeah. Just move the exam.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sinead.
You're welcome.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Those are Monday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio.